Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back in Grizz Media Day 2025, Gabe Kuhn here with Grizzlies guard Jalen Wells. Jalen, how's it going, man?
It's going great. Going really good.
Yeah, Media Day number two. How you feeling?
Good. Good. Okay. Good. You know, blessed to be here.
Yeah, rock on. Now, rookie year, you're very productive, right? Early in the second round, you get drafted. Year two now, there's raised expectations. How are you dealing with that? How has the offseason been for you?
I really enjoyed this offseason, being able to expand my role a little bit. I think it's going to be a very mentally challenging year for me. It's going to be a lot of ups and downs, especially just trying to – I think it's going to be hard, you know, trying to change your role a little bit, just going 1 year to next year. You know, you're not just going to be successful straight off the bat.
Yeah.
I think you need a little bit for failure before you get some success. So, you know, just having the ball in my hands a lot more and just playing a role that, you know, I didn't really get to do for a full – you know, 82 games last year. So
that role is ball in your hands a little bit more playmaking, getting your teammates involved. What is that going to entail?
All of it. Honestly, a lot more decision making, a lot more playmaking, you know, using the ball screen a little bit more, being the runner in actions. And on top of that, you know, still doing the things I was already good at, you know,
right.
Being a good spacer, obviously defense. So I think it's going to really test my conditioning, you know, being able to have to be more of a factor on offense while still keeping that same level of defensive intensity.
Yeah, I was going to say defensive role probably needs to stay the same.
100%.
And with that, you drew a hell of an assignment just about every night. Last season, Steph at times, Anthony Edwards, Tyrese Halliburton, Luke. I mean, there's a bunch of guys that you covered last year. I've always been curious about this when it comes to film study, when it comes to preparation for a game. When you're about to draw that assignment, how much goes into that?
A lot of just watching their tendencies, the way they move. Honestly, it's a lot of things that aren't even skillful things that really helped me. How they draw fouls, when they rest, when they're trying to rest, when you can tell that, you know, they don't really want to bring the ball up the floor. When's times that you can tell they're tired or the little things they do, like, you know, I feel like every great superstar has their little tricks to, you know, get them
right.
Through a full game.
Right.
So it's about kind of using that against them.
Yeah, who was your toughest guard?
Toughest
one?
Guard, definitely Shea.
Shea
plays so low to the floor. He's quick. He can score at any level and really good at drawing fouls. And it's really an art, and I really applaud him for that, honestly.
Yeah.
It makes you really think as a defender, like, when the guys are great at drawing fouls, I think it's he can just use that to his advantage.
With him, is it like that change of pace, too, when he gets inside the three-point arc that really, really is bothersome?
For sure. Change of pace. And then, you know, obviously I'm a taller player, so someone who plays so low to the floor is a little bit more difficult to guard.
Yep, for sure. All right, now I'll just let you roll, man. I appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of Media Day, and good luck coming up in the season.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. He is Jalen Wells.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one
behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.